When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday and welcome to our intention setting practice of this week. I hope you've had a good weekend. I hope you feel ready for this week ahead. I have decided for us collectively that we really need to have a week where we go easy on ourselves. We could all really use a week where we are just a little bit more gentle with ourselves, where we are kind to us, where we put less pressure on ourselves, less pressure to perform, less pressure to succeed, less pressure to get up every day and make every day the best day ever. Just approaching this week with a little bit more gentleness. I don't know about you, but I think we had about, 5 days that felt like peace of 2021 before things got totally crazy and upside down again. And I can sense this on a really collective level, this kind of high-strung, stressed-out energy, which of course we feel because all of these events that are happening are totally real and painful. And it's hard to be a human being right now. It just is. And it has been for almost a year. So I know we all have long lists of action items that we want to take. We have big intentions that we want to, you know, kind of move a little bit closer to and goals we've set. And oftentimes January overall has this kind of big energy of, man, I got to get moving. And I think right now, just looking at the world and also looking within ourselves, what we actually need is a week of a little bit more softness. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So this is the week where you cut yourself some slack. This is the week where you get to wake up every single morning, place your hand to your heart and check in with what you actually need. Not just with a to-do list that you wrote the day before, not what your mind is telling you, but just permission to move slowly this week. We have seen riots in the US Capitol. We have seen so many threats to our democracy across the world, not just in the United States, but big things happening all around the world. And chances are, wherever you're living right now, that you have this feeling of a little bit of unease. You know, we kind of wanted 2021 to be this knight in shining armor, and reality check, the world is still upside down. So what can you do this week to invite more gentleness into your own life? To look at life with a little bit more softness, to look at yourself with a little bit more kindness. Our intention is, this week I will be gentle with myself. This week I will be gentle with myself. So what is something that you can actually soften for yourself right now? What is a big demand that you have on yourself that you can actually put down for a little moment? What is a big, you know, to-do list or big project or pressure or stress of any sort that you have in your life that you can actually wait with? Right? And I know that those demands probably are really true and they feel really urgent. But right now, the best thing we can do for our communities and for ourselves is to be kind, to slow things down and just go a little bit easy. So looking at yourself, the way you look at your kids, if you're a parent, you know, the way you look at the people you really love in your life, and just inviting that kindness, that softness, that gentle space for you to move at your own pace. And if this week what you need is a break, or if this week what you need is extra self-care, or if this week what you need is to just put all of the pressure that you have to do anything spectacular at all in 2021, to just put that on pause a little bit. So let yourself be a regular human being, right? Letting yourself be just the way you are. We go easy this week. I need it, and I get the feeling that you need it too. Let's take a deep, long breath in just to invite that sense of gentleness and ease into our bodies. So full inhale in through the nose. And gently through the nose, go ahead and exhale that out. Thank you so much for setting this easy intention with me this week. I hope you have a gentle week. Take good care of yourself, and I'll be back tomorrow.